Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening, planet Earth. It is Friday, November the 11th, 2022, Bo Blimp Doc. It is the time of the scrumbling. It's the time of the crumbling. It's the time of the broken voice beasts that walk the lands. It's the time of the skyhawk shaman and the features of reality bending and forging a new truth coming soon to a theater near you. Yes, indeed. Here in Utah, it's almost 5 p.m. on a Friday afternoon here in Utah. Yes, indeed, 5 p.m. here in Utah on Friday, November the 11th, 2022, Bo Blimp Doc. 5 p.m. in the day and age of Strimbus and Grimuli. 5 p.m. according to the ancient people that wander the planet in search of blood. 5 p.m. according to the shamans of the desert and to the coyote people and to the cougar hawks and the cougar eagles. It's 5 p.m. Somewhere up in the mountains, a great black bear is being worshipped. Somewhere way up in the hillside, there is an elk named Tim. He's looking for freedom, baby. I went over to the Davis to purchase some kind of Grumptus. I wanted to see if the animals that had flesh of the skeleton were on sale for 55 scroton a blimp. I wanted to see if I could buy some type of Brunctus meat or scrimp or glimuli or chicken strip or some type of Brinctus that falls off the thing into the reactant vessel, hits that, falls into the toilet, someone digs it out and calls it slightly better than dog food. I went over to Davis, across the street. I went over there, baby, and I saw something. Something shocking. The robots are there. The robots are at Davis. Yes, they have robots there. The robot machine. You scan your food item. You scan it with the food pistol. The food gun tells you the truth. Do you get to eat? You scan the item with the food pistol. Then the machine tells you, do you get to eat? Yes, there's a robot at Davis. And you wonder, right? About the time you're in. About the signs. The signs of the times. You wonder about the age you're in. Here in Nowhereville, they got the robot. You wonder about the sign of the machine and what it means. Might not mean anything, baby. Could be just more convenient shopping, but the robots are there, the little self-serve kiosk thingy. Self-serve scanner's there, the robot has arrived. I was crossing the street back from Davis, and I can tell you, in recent days, when I crossed that street, something interesting, and I may have mentioned it, because it's kind of important. You cross that street, and the truckers, they see you crossing it. It makes them angry. It makes them filthy angry. They step on the fucking gas. They want to run you over. It's like they hate you for not having a car, for walking across the street like you're just some fucking refugee. It's like they're seeing the future and they don't like what they see, so they'll step on the gas and wipe the future away. Just wipe it away, baby. They'll wipe away the future. No, I mean, you probably think I'm crazy, but I'll cross this street over here near the Davis where the robots took over. And you know, and I gotta tell you something, the checkout people there are all like, whatever, blah, 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 everything's okay. But I gotta say, you can tell that axe is about to fall. Those margins on those groceries are very tight, very taut. They might only be able to afford one or two people at some point. They'll have to use a butcher robot and a baker robot and some type of shoemaker robot. They'll have robots doing everything at Davis. And so when the time comes that, you know, you want to eat, you just have to have something, right? A little mark on your hand or your forehead proving you know, just a little mark, baby. Yeah. It's weird. You know? It's like there are demons inhabiting people. And I know when I say that, it sounds crazy. I don't have to tell you. I think there are many explanations for what's been going on in our society and societies around the world in the last couple years. And if you want to believe it's just one big random plague of madness, well, you'd be half right. It is kind of a plague of madness, but it's not random. For whatever reason, the powers that be wanted to drive a lot of people crazy. And they still do, you know? So I was crossing the street, and I could sense that these trucks are stepping on the gas. They wake in the morning. They're angry and jaded. They haven't had their whiskey meth, you know, their meth whiskey combo. They need their shots of meth and whiskey and cocaine and ketamine and crocodile and propofol and everything else you need as a trucker to get on down that road. And they see somebody walking across the street like, you know, people with feet have rights. And they see you as Jody. They see you as Jody. You're walking over to the house. You're going to visit their wife or girlfriend while they're busy trucking. Truck yeah, truck yeah. But I'm visiting them. I'm seeing them while you're on the road. I've got a 10,000 mile service plan. I know it sounds crazy. You know, you don't know what's going on in people's heads. I don't know. You don't know. I have this sense that there are some strange things afoot in the air, but is this the noise of something nearby? Or is this a distant thunder, you know? And it's hard to say. But there is something strange going on out there. And I don't believe the explanations. I'm not saying I have the answer. I don't. But the crap that the government's feeding us, the crap that the media's feeding us, and the crap that the corporations are feeding us is just, it's fucking crap. You know? Something funky is going on. I was watching these movies about Jeffrey Dahmer. And you may find this hard to believe, but there's a few movies about that guy, a few biopics by now, you know, a couple, at least two movies that I've seen. There could be a third, and then there's that whole series that was on Netflix, you know. And it seems like Dahmer's really popular. Like, he's so popular now. You could have a kind of a Dahmer network. Or movies in the style of Dahmer. Like, you could have a show about pickling. Like, oh, how do you pickle things? How do you pickle, you know, cucumbers and radishes and tomatoes and French monkey pie? You might want to know how to pickle things, and you could have a Dahmer cooking show showing you how to pickle everything, including how to pickle a pig fetus. And, you know, there have been a few actors who played Dahmer, so you can have them on the show too. On the network, really. And they can be announcers and special MCs for special types of cavalcades and shows and whatever bullshit. Galas. The 25th annual Dahmer Gala. And you could say, well, Dan, that's terrible. It's terrible. It's monstrous. You can't have a network dedicated to Jeffrey Dahmer. ¶¶ And I mean, I joke, right? We joke. It's funny to joke, but I think that's coming, baby. And I think we could have Anne Hesh, you know, play the sexy mom. Oh boy. Things get worse from here. But you know, when I was thinking about all this, that commercial for that Miko robot came on. Have you seen that commercial for the cute little robot that's really clever and smart and can have your kids playing all kinds of fun, nice little fucking crispy, crass, cinnamon spice bullshit? Little Miko robot, very clever little robot, but I gotta tell you something. When I was a kid, there was something called Speak and Spell. Yeah, Speak and Spell. And the very first thing any 10-year-old kid, I'm telling you, boy or girl, is going to do is try to get the Speak and Spell to say bad words like boobs and shit and fuck. And the reality is the Speak and Spell, you know, really didn't do a very good job of that. But this little robot, I'm willing to bet, you know, if it's got, you know, basic pattern recognition, can see colors and shapes, some smart-ass kid's going to program this Miko to say some really racist bullshit. I mean, it'll be going through the mall and saying, look at those people over there, and saying stuff like that, and then probably it gets tossed over the edge of the mall, you know, into the parking lot or something. Poor little Miko. Little racist robot. You know people will hack it. They'll hack it. People hack everything. They'll hack this little robot. And they'll have it saying all kinds of vile crap. But then I thought, wouldn't that make, like, the best reality TV show ever? You know, you have some drone robot. You control it, you're talking through it, but you put it in a neighborhood someplace and just have it go around saying the worst shit ever, just the worst shit, the most vile shit, racist as F, sexist, homophobic, ugly, terrible, just talking shit up and down the neighborhood this robot rolls along, and then see what kind of crazy shit ensues. Because I'm willing to wager that these robots take a few shots, baby. Like, after going down the block a few times, saying some really wretched shit, somebody starts shooting at it. And then probably somebody takes a Molotov cocktail and says, fuck this bullshit, I'm taking it out. Yeah. Yes, indeed. I mean, it'd be pretty funny, you know? Give the thing stink bombs and little catapults that fire chunks of dog shit so it has a basic sort of defense. But in reality, it's just a drone that goes around saying really just wretchedly stupid, insulting bullshit. And it doesn't matter what neighborhood. It could be a black neighborhood, an Asian neighborhood, Italian, who knows, Danish, those motherfuckers, they'll fucking steal everything you have, those fucking Danes. No, you could have this remote control drone go around neighborhoods every episode, different neighborhood. Figure out what people are worried about. Figure out what people care about. Find their sacred cow and set it on fire. Yeah, just find the sacred cow. That sacred holy cow. It's a cow, it's sacred. It lives in a sacred place. It lives in a building labeled taboo. The sacred cow. You have to find it. You have to turn it into burgers. You have to eat each one and savor the flesh of a sacred cow. I know you'd say a show like this would be terrible and it would cause pain and sadness and you might get all judgmental, and all I can tell you is that's your problem. That's your issue. If you want to focus on that, if you want to get into that, that's your thing. But you're going to end up with an ulcerative colitis issue, and that's why you'll need Rinvoke. Rinvoke is good for ulcerative colitis when the inside of your colon has turned into bunctal meat. Tiny ants live in your butt crack. They eat away at your anal hole. They turn your insides into slingus. And that has to be treated with, you know, Rinvoke. Rinvoke, baby. I saw something, you know, in the news about a new kind of weapon technology. It was on Zero Hedge. It was published today. Headline is U.S. drops experimental parachuted missile in Arctic as warning to Russia. It's a big metal cage carrying a couple missiles in it that you'll drop out of a C-130. You'll probably take off, you know, from whatever tarmac or road with that C-130. It's going to take a few minutes to get off the ground, I'd say. And then you'll get into the air and you'll get somewhere near Russia in a C-130 and you'll push a big old crate out the back that has, you know, a lot of flat surfaces that reflect radar really well. And then you'll launch a bunch of missiles out of the crate towards the ground. They'll self-correct because, hey, our technology's so good. And this is going to be the super weapon that scares people to death, baby. It looks like trailer trash to me. Total trash. I don't know what you guys want to think about that. You know, I've been trying to steer clear of the fucking World War III bullshit, but the more I try to steer clear, the more it seems to come up periodically. And, you know, maybe that was my issue. I try to steer clear of it because I don't know the truth of it. And I don't believe I know anybody that does. I don't know anybody that has certainty about what's going on in the Ukraine. I don't know anybody that has certainty about our relationship with Russia in reality. There's a lot of garbage in the news, but who knows how much of that garbage contains any truth at all. And the answer I can tell you is I don't know. I don't think you should pretend it's half. So who knows what's really going on? When I read a story like this, I think it's absurd. It's also stupid because if another nation were to read this, a nation that's potentially a belligerent and enemy of ours, I think they would laugh. They would chuckle. What is this? This is stupid. You're loading cruise missiles into crates that you're going to load onto a C-130, and then you're going to push those crates out of the back and then launch the missiles from the crates. Wouldn't it be easier just to like have a bomber, with the cruise missiles capable of flying at a pretty decent clip, which a C-130 is not? Wouldn't that be better to just launch that cruise missile from that bomber? A story like this just makes me think that this is all just designed to be stupid. It's one big absurd game. None of it's real. None of it's real. None of it's intended to be real. It is all intended to be more mind fuckery. And then the question is posed every night before I go to sleep. Why? Why? I was out for a walk with the dogs, the Skyhawks, the Sky Eagles, the Sky Robots, the Sky Demons were spraying their celestial poop upon us. I could feel the graphene like Morgellons disease, the tendrils dig deeper into my soul. I could feel those little worms of pain crawling between my molecules. My soul tingled, my skin crawled, and the dog whispered bad thoughts into my head. He said, "Those people over there, they don't look quite right," the dog boomer would say, and then he'd lick his butt. I was out for a walk with the dogs and I looked at the sky, and the sky read to me like torpedo justice. I looked out at the sky and it read like a book written by Clive Cussler about some shithead who wants to hurt us. I looked out at the sky and I saw the spirits of the future and the past. They were in the old style dance, the dance of the macabre. They were dressed in black and silver. They carried swords and hammers. They carried buckets and bugles. They banged out an anthem to the future, an anthem to the past, an anthem to the cemetery, the one beyond the hill. Today, I'm using Batiste, a couple hookers, in Vegas. They've been there for 6 months. They're used up, they're burnt out, they're 22 years old, but the Batiste keeps their whore lifestyle going. When I'm home for Thanksgiving, I don't really want to talk about anything real. I don't want to be pulled into any conversations about the monkey herpes or the coffee filter cult or how many booster shots somebody may or may not have had or could have needed. I don't care. if somebody, asks me what's going on, like over Thanksgiving, they say, hey, Uncle Dan, what's up? I'll say, you know what? I'm gonna tell you guys something. I got into a fight at a bar in Scompton. I got into a fight in a bar in Scompton. I knocked a guy's nose back into his skull. I popped an eye out of his head. I shattered his eardrum. I broke his arm. I broke his leg. I got into a fight in Scompton. You want to know why? 'Cause I looked over there. He was sitting at the fucking table, listening to Eddie Rabbit, playing on the fucking jukebox, and he looked all weird and strange, and that made me angry and such. And I said, I'm gonna kill you, the way a Texas desperado says it. I'm gonna kill you. And I killed him with a knife. I told the SOB I'd take his life. That's what Uncle Dan's been doing the last couple months. I've been in jail. They let me go. It's hard to know why, though. They let me go. They let me go. Yeah, if somebody asks me how's it going, Uncle Dan, it's like, you know what? I've been up in the hills. I've been looking for the ancient Mormon gold. There's Mormon gold that they hid up there. They stole it from the Spanish. They stole it from the Indians. They stole it from the people that were here before anybody was here. They stole the gold from the ancient Aztec burial grounds. They stole the gold from the ancient Mayan, caravans. They stole the gold that was at the bottom of the Colorado River. The Mormons stole the gold. They hid it in the Uinta Mountains. It's somewhere up in the Uintas, somewhere up in a cave someplace. The Mormon gold, and I've been looking for it. I keep on looking for it. I'll find it one day. I could say that I've been, hanging out at the, yeah. I've been hanging out at the laundromat. Been hanging out at the laundromat, harassing single moms. Bothering them, asking them how they're doing. I've been hanging out at the laundromat, bothering young single mothers. That's what I've been doing. It's pretty miserable. I'm a giant shithead. It's coming. It's headed here. It's on its way. Coming real soon. Spells your doom. You better get a room. It's coming. It's on its way. The planet Nibiru is to collide with Earth. A prominent scientist said in the Weekly World News. They call it Nibiru. It's heading here. It's almost here. Yes, there are scientists that believe a planet is heading here. It's called Planet X. It's called Nibiru. It's called Wormwood, and it wouldn't be very good. This planet would tear us in two. This planet would cover the land in poo. This planet would cause the animals to go insane. This planet will fry your brain. Brib. What is Brib? Spelled B-R-Y-B. It's Old English. The Brib is the part of the goat, once you've slaughtered the goat, that is least desired. Can be used as a noun or as a verb. To Brib is to rebuvulate a woman's buvula post-coitus using the Lentango method, and then to consume her intercoital skunk juice. And that's to Brib. Superannuated means obsolete through age or new technological or intellectual development. Something superannuated. Yeah, there was an election this week, and I have zero interest going into that, really. You know, it's one of those things where I don't believe any of it is legitimate, and I don't think it's new. You know, for a lot of people, they're in the shocked mode of, we're so shocked there's gambling at Rick's, but if we're discovering anything, if it really is happening, and I question that as well, but if we're discovering the corruption, it's been there a long time. And it's been operating a long time. We're seeing it now. That's not necessarily a sign that it's new. It very well could be a sign it's been around a while. So I don't want to really talk about the election too much. Go to the beer hall, you go to the tavern, you get a pint. Across the street, there's a construction crane. It's, you know, building a building to the sky. Above the crane, there is an airplane. An airplane flying, taking a beautiful lady to a faraway land. A place like Brazil, you know, maybe Tahiti, maybe somewhere in Africa, maybe someplace in India or in Tajikistan. Somewhere in Tajikistan, there is a red squirrel. It's gone crazy. It's gone mad. Step on a crack, right? Somewhere in Central Asia, there is a red squirrel. It's gone completely insane. It's carrying a germ in its brain. You step on a crack, you break the old man's back. Somewhere in Tajikistan, there is a red squirrel. Somewhere in a city, there is a crane. Building something amazing across the street from a dude drinking a beer. They say that Mark Zuckerberg is going to fire 11,000 employees of his new mega program called Meta. The Meta world was going to be an immersive world where you get pulled into this world and you live in this world and everything's meta. And everything's really cool. But it turns out that a lot of it was filled with poison and lies and pain and dismay. It turns out that everything was built on a pile of sand and gum dust and landfill waste and probably other forms of biological medical waste. Mark told the people they were going to go. You're getting fired, you're getting canned, you're out of here, you're done. He suggested some of them learn how to dig through the dumpsters and wrestle coyotes for 50 cents a day. He suggested the women make themselves up and get ready to hook, to head for the streets and sell their stale poo-see to Jimbo Reams near the Tenderloin. He suggested the men become gay hookers and pimps as well. That they sell crocodile and heroin to school children, and to make sure that they hand out apples with razor blades in them, all of this would help, Mark Zuckerberg said. He said, the time's coming. You gotta figure out how to separate the wheat from the chaff. Strongo maidens are handing out flowers to the Dustrin teams. A British politician says that the rape of a kid was because people are racist. Janet Mange, carrier of Drebus Five Crabs, moves from bar to bar, picking up men. She wears hot red lipstick. She's got high heels and a pretty little baby doll dress that lets you see her panties. She's hot and ready. If she's at the bar, you better be ready. You better be ready. You better be ready for her and her love techniques. Good old Janet Mange. You ever hear the brown igloo? You ever hear the brown igloo, baby? It's a technique developed in San Francisco for multi-level stacked love nesting. The brown igloo involves instrungulating and stretching out the brinctus muscles. If you're somewhere and you're like have yoga mats, this can help. You're out there on the yoga mats in the middle of the room with all your friends and you're ingrungulating yourselves as you stretch yourselves out and then shove potatoes up each other's butts. And it feels great. It feels great to do the brown igloo. It's about the love touch. Yes, it's about the love touch, the brown igloo. Terrible 200-year-old mind snakes. Yes, there are aliens that live next door. That's right. They live next door. They live next door. They're mind snakes. You left your home for work. Your car was almost out of gas. So you stop at the Union 76 station to buy some, you know, gas, and you grab a Coca-Cola and a soup grizzler and one of those hot dogs that sits there all day and marinates in the infinite pain. You get to work and Sarah calls you out in a meeting. You decide to kidnap her and to sell her to Albanians. Who made the mistake here? Who made the mistake here? Who is in error? Swamp Monkey Zed is almost dead. His people are hungry. His world is red. His mind is corroded. His wife is a skank. He drives to buy whiskey in a Sherman tank. Zed keeps good hours and waters the flowers. But Duganesque urinal tribes hunt after him and his kin. What shall he do? Lose or win? Hide and seek. Dimension Silver opens up. And the Jordan path for General Trog is no longer viable. Move Slug Throw Mungethors to Sector 78 while maintaining guard over the Triblin droves. Jewel Thief is riding high. Jewel Thief is riding high near the Force Spear. You know what I mean, baby. Crystal Realm Music Festival. The boobly dancers are on stage. Now, you went to this thing. It was the Crystal Realm Music Festival. The boobly dancers were the dancers on stage at the festival. They were boobly because they were wearing these, you know, short skirts, and you could see their panties, and they were wearing these push-up bras all boobly, and they would dance all boobly, and they'd show off their boobly. And you'd get a good picture on your phone. And you'd post it in your room, baby. And that made you happy for a while. Yeah, you know, so there's this story right now in the news regarding a particular bank. I don't know if they call it a bank, institution called FTX that was being run by Sam, you know, Bankman-Fried or whatever, Banksy-Fried. Fried Banksy. And I'll leave it to you to look into all the drama around crypto. I've given my position on crypto before. You know, this last summer we had blackouts for a while, it seemed like every single day. And if I had to live in a world where my business and commerce depended upon electricity and the internet working, then I think I'd have problems. And a lot of folks will say, well, Dan, you can't do business without these things. And what my response is, I'm old enough to remember that you actually can. That you can do business without these things. It is possible. Yeah, you probably do want to do computer networking. You probably do want to do some things to support, you know, commerce and whatnot. But you don't actually have to have all the complexity we have right now in order to conduct business. Now, if you want to turn the world into a globalist shithole, then probably the way we did things wouldn't work, you know. But how's that working out for you? Is generally my question to people who say, well, I'm a globalist. And I say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, I want people to trade. Guess what? I want people to trade too. I want actual free trade between individuals and groups of individuals without any intermediaries at all. But the bottom line is, I want peer-to-peer trade. I don't want GATT1, GATT2, World Trade Organization trade. That turns out to be bullshit trade. That trade is wrong. That trade actually harms people, and it isn't free enterprise. It's the old crony network. As far as the crypto world goes, I think it's a sham. I think there's a very good chance it was a sham to begin with. I have met people who have been involved in it, and all I can tell you is a lot of them seem basically like grifters. So I don't think there's much to it other than a way to steal people's money. Do I believe that when push comes to shove and resources are scarce, these crypto networks are going to survive? And the answer is no. People are going to spend their time and resources on things that actually increase their odds of survival. You know, one of the little side scams of some of these crypto folks is this, well, we're using waste energy. We're using waste energy, Dan. It's energy that would go to waste. Nobody would ever use this energy, Dan. It's totally going to waste. It's just sitting there being wasted. And that might be true. I know that a lot of the fracking sites have a lot of waste gas. And so, yeah, I would be willing to accept the argument that there's a lot of energy that's wasted at these fracking sites. Do I think producing crypto within some network is the best use of that? I don't think so, really. You know. You know. I think they could come up with better uses of that energy, probably. If there was a reason to, and maybe there's not. I mean, I don't work in the oil world, so I don't know how easy it is to deal with any of these issues. I know that a reason they have to flare, or they do flare, is to at least convert some of this gas to other byproducts and to get rid of excess gas. But the question is, could they do it different? Who the fuck knows? You know? I think the crypto stuff is probably bullshit. But that doesn't mean you can't make money off of it. I think that there are lots of these types of situations where people do make money, and then someone will come back and say, "Well, how can it be bullshit if people are making money?" And I'd say, "Well, listen, you can make money doing this because there are still a lot of greater fools out there. But when it comes right down to it, if things get crazy, and if networks become unreliable, which I think is probably going to happen at some point, I don't see your crypto working, so there's that. Yes, indeed, it's Friday, and it is November the 11th. This is, I think Monday is the official holiday for Veterans Day. But I think that the 11th is the traditional day. And I don't have to tell you. I think there are people out there who have served in wars for this country, and even if you don't agree with the wars, you can at least be kind and say, you can be kind and say thank you for your service. You can also be kind and ask them how they're doing. You can listen. Probably more important than saying thank you for your service would be the willingness to listen if they need to talk. Because a lot of these folks, they come back from a war and they don't necessarily want to talk about it. Anywho, I'm not a fan of the wars, any of them really. I've come to understand that none of them are really good. There's no such thing. People want to promote the idea of a good war, but none of them are good. If you want to say, well, we had to fight World War II, my only comeback that I could say is, well, listen, I'm not sure we had to do that at all. The whole thing could have turned out differently. But I think that, the way it did turn out is kind of the way it was planned to turn out. But wars seem like a great way to keep people under control. They seem like a great way to keep people focused on the wrong thing, to give them an enemy they can be angry at. Oh my God, Putin's. The reason why I'm paying more for gasoline is because of Putin. Putin, Putin, Putin. They give you somebody to be angry at, a legitimate government-sanctioned target. They allow you to chew up resources, which also means selling weapons, And if you're in the business of selling weapons, you want people to use them, because then you can sell them more. More guns, more torpedoes, more railgun cannons, more laser beam systems. You want to sell them the new Phantom tank. It's an invisible tank. It's very powerful. It cannot be seen. It's the Phantom tank. Cannot be seen. It's really crazy. How about the brand new Jump Jet, the Jump Jet 7000? You can put it in the back of a Humvee. You can get inside the cockpit. You can jump out of the back of the Humvee in that Jump Jet. You can take off and fight the MiGs and the various types of other types of, you know, Tupolevs and other types of freaking SU this and all them Russian planes. You'll take them out, the Sukhois, the Tupolev types, you know, the MiGs. Take out all the MiGs and this brand new fits in the back of your Humvee Jump Jet from Waxter Systems. We bring peace to love and love to war. You can buy the new Frungo Bomb, the Frungo Bomb 3000. Or how about the Vonnegut Bomb? You drop this bomb on an area, and the whole area, you know, changes into a dystopian Kurt Vonnegut style story. Everything's cat's cradle. Everything's breakfast of champions. Everything's sideways. You know, Slaughterhouse Five. War is great for banks and people that make weapons. War is pretty good for governments who want to maintain control of their people. War is basically terrible to everybody else. And so if you want to say thank you to somebody, remember that you don't necessarily want to be doing the following, and that's saying, I'm so glad there are these wars. That should not be something that people glorify. But the problem is they do glorify it. So... Dan, you're not a patriot if you don't want to, like... I was never in combat. I wore the uniform. I was a peacetime soldier. I have no input into this whole issue. No legitimate input. I could tell you that people that go to war get traumatized because that is what I've read. And that's what I understand from my study when I was in school. But have I experienced any of that trauma? No. No. Anyways, for Friday, November the 11th, 2022, the time of Grumbus, the time of Stimuli, the time of Fancify, the time of pumpkin spice. Get your pumpkin spice coffee. Have some pumpkin spice coffee. Why don't you grab, you know, a pumpkin spice latte? Have yourself a great rest of your weekend.